From the ambient R&B sounds of yesteryear to today's new soul experience, you are now inside the Soul Lounge.
Welcome back to Soul Lounge. This week, we're shining the spotlight on Erykah Badu. Badu took a break from recording to concentrate on raising her son before coming back with her second studio album, Mama's Gun. The album was produced by the Soulquarians, the same music collective responsible for D'Angelo's Voodoo. While it was not the commercial success she hoped it would be, the album did well among her core group of fans and earned praise from critics who appreciated the more forward approach to her lyricism. Mama's Gun tackled a number of issues from police brutality to brokenheartedness to self-esteem. The first single, Bag Lady, was a cautionary tale warning women of the consequences of holding on to hurt and confusion of past relationships. It also happens to be one of my favorite Badu cuts. Here's Bag Lady inside the Soul Lounge.
Let it go, let it go, let it go.
This week, we're shining the spotlight on Erykah Badu, who in 2000, after taking some time off to care for her son, Seven, reemerged with a critically acclaimed album called Mama's Gun. She also reconnected with her roots, hip-hop. Erykah grew up in the golden age of hip-hop and as a teenager was known for her ability to freestyle. She joined an all-female rap crew and performed around Dallas under the name MC Apples. The hip-hop influence was ever present in her music and continues to be up until today. So it was only natural that she team up with Common, a Chicago-bred New York-based rapper who she was dating. They decided to release a reinterpretation of his 1994 hit, I Used to Love Her, H-E-R. They called it Love of My Life. Here's Erykah Badu and Common on the Soul Lounge.
Right here, what we're gonna do is go back.
To the beach, y'all, if you don't stop, a freak, freak.
Oh, could it be that it was all just so simple then? A teenage love, but you say he's just a friend. He moved around and we kept in touch through his friend Mike. The world was young and we knew we couldn't rush, but whenever I got lonely or needed some advice,
up, got back together to get her back. I had the sweater, thought she rolled with bad boys forever. In many ways, them boys made her better. To grow, I had to let her. She needed cheddar, and I understood that. Looking for cheese that don't make her a hood rat. In fact, she's a queen to me. Her light beams on me. I love it when she sings to me. It's like that.
Yeah.
Was Erykah Badu with Southern Girl inside the Soul Lounge, one of her lesser-known cuts, but an important one nonetheless, as it acts as a reminder to those who came to associate Badu with the Philly, New York sound that she was a Texas girl at heart. In fact, it has always been impossible to peg Badu. Just when you think she represents one movement, she ups and supports another one. She defies labels, except for the ones that she attaches to herself. It's not even appropriate to call her a musician. She's an actress, a visual artist, and a businesswoman, and a doula, for goodness sake. Yes, Erykah Badu births songs and babies. Badu also tried her hand at producing. After a long break due to writer's block and the birth of her second child, a girl named Puma, Badu received a laptop for Christmas, and she taught herself how to use the production software GarageBand. Then started working on new songs for her album. She wrote, arranged, and co-produced over 75 songs on that computer and planned to release an album trilogy, starting with 2008's New America Part 1, Fourth Wonder. Again, Erica used her platform to discuss social and political issues of the time, but she didn't forget to have a little fun. With an unlisted song that didn't seem to match the project sonically, but became the most popular cut on that album, this is Honey, inside the Soul Lounge Spotlight, featuring Erykah Badu.
So tell me,
music is the language of the soul.
Erykah Badu's Ode to Hip Hop Culture. That was The Healer inside the Soul Lounge. Listening to that song, you begin to understand how far-reaching and impactful hip-hop music and culture had become. And once again, it reminds us that Erykah is far more complex than the title Queen of Neo Soul, which she hates, by the way. In 2010, Badu released her fifth album, New America Part 2. Then fans waited and waited for the third. Instead, Badu did what she does best. She performed all over the world in music festivals, small venues, and auditoriums, including the one that she owns in her hometown of Dallas, Texas. She also started DJing at clubs around the world, gaining her a completely new generation of fans. Then one day, she connected with a young Dallas producer named Zach Witness. She asked if he could come by and work with him at his home studio, and of course he agreed. And out of that came an unexpected project, a thematic mixtape called But You Can't Use My Phone. It all started with her remix of Drake's Hotline Bling and this next cut. Here's Phone Down by Erykah Badu inside the Soul Lounge.
I can make you put your phone down. Now, who's to know what Erykah Badu will do next? She constantly surprises us by moving in a variety of different directions. And yes, my dear, no matter what it is, I'm here for it, and I will be bringing it to you. Thank you again for joining me this week. You know, if you have an artist that you'd like me to feature during the Soul Lounge Spotlight, let me know. I can be found on social media. Just search VOA Lady DJ. And until we meet again, make sure you take care of yourselves and, most importantly, each other. Peace.